From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a contingent of U.S. Marines arrives in northeast Syria. The Marines are there to provide artillery support to local forces in the upcoming assault on the city of Raqqa, which is the Islamic State group, considers its capital. But there appears to be no agreement yet between the U.S. and Turkey on the makeup of the Raqqa attack force, whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard. North Korea allowed two Malaysian employees of the United Nations World Food Program to leave the country Thursday. They were among 11 Malaysians confined to their country's embassy in Pyongyang. They had been caught up in a dispute triggered by the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother. European Union leaders on Thursday voted overwhelmingly to re-elect Donald Tusk as president of the bloc.
Thank you very much, Joseph, and first of all, thank you for your trust in me, for your great support in these unusual circumstances. I am aware of this. But above all, thank you for this show of solidarity.
Unusual circumstances? Tusk's home country of Poland was the only one of the 28 member states to vote against his reappointment, and his election is seen as a snub to Poland's right-wing government. A U.S. military investigation has found that U.S. forces killed between 4 and 12 civilians during a January raid targeting al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. Those figures are according to U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, the commander who oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East and who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is accusing the Central Intelligence Agency of incompetence after his organization was able to obtain and publish documents related to CIA hacking programs. Earlier this week, WikiLeaks published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that expose the entire hacking capacity of the CIA. The documents allege that the CIA has the tools to hack into smartphones and some televisions, allowing the agency to remotely spy on people through microphones in the devices. In a victory for Republicans, the House Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee voted to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Both committees voted along party lines. Republicans on the committees rejected a number of amendments offered by the Democrats. Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi, for one, was having none of the Republicans' plan.
The Republican bill is one of the largest transfers of wealth from working families to the richest people in our country. Robin Hood in reverse.
That's the take of Nancy Pelosi. Hawaii has filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six countries. Attorneys for the Pacific Island state filed the lawsuit late Wednesday in a federal court in the capital, Honolulu. They argue the new order will harm the state's Muslim population, tourism, and foreign students. Hawaii joins five other states opposing the plan. After topping the polls for months, anti-immigrant, anti-Islam Dutch politician Geert Wilders is now polling in second place, less than a week before the Dutch national elections. Many citizens supporting Wilders say all other politicians make promises that they break, and they feel the political establishment needs to be shaken up. The heir to South Korea's Samsung company has declared his innocence on charges related to the political scandal that could lead to President Park Geun-hye's final removal from office. A lawyer for Lee Jae-yong issued the plea on behalf of his client during a brief hearing on Thursday. U.S. President Donald Trump's new environmental chief said Thursday carbon dioxide emissions are not a chief contributor to global warming. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said on CNBC's Squawk Box, "We need to continue the debate and continue the review and the analysis." Pruitt's position on carbon dioxide is contrary to the official positions formulated by scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and at the Federal Space Agency, NASA. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.